The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's heat and the burden?" He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. During my holy hour this morning, something came to me very clearly and very strongly that I'd never thought of before, and I felt like our Lord gave it for the sake of the homily, even though initially I didn't see any connection. And what came was this: of the apostles, Peter was the apostle of mercy. If you ask yourself, gosh, who was probably the most forgiving of all the apostles, who would you say? I think it would have been Peter. I think we'd say John is the apostle of love, the apostle of light. Paul would be the apostle of truth and the apostle of the interior life. But Peter, I believe, would be the apostle of mercy. But what's amazing, what's beautiful, is how he became such. Because at the beginning, he was probably the most unlikely suspect. When he has a first encounter with our Lord, what does he do? He falls on his knees and he says, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man. I don't believe that your mercy can overcome my sinfulness." And as things move along and he starts to believe that mercy is real and that he can receive it, he thinks there's a limit. Because what does he say? "Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother?" "As many as 7 times." Right? That would be a lot of mercy. And our Lord says, "My mercy is without limit." But how did our Lord most bring Peter to be the apostle of mercy? He allowed him to fall more than any other apostle. And he allowed him to fall the hardest of all. That he would be the one to betray our Lord. And our Lord allowed it so that he would believe like none other in the mercy of God. We don't know why Peter was like that. Maybe he grew up in a home where there wasn't much forgiveness. Maybe his parents were really hard on him and he felt like, gosh, unless I achieve this amount, you know, I won't be loved. But whatever it was in the start, he didn't believe in mercy. And my brothers and sisters, the ways of God, they're so amazing. Oftentimes he works in the exact opposite way that we would expect. It happens frequently that when someone comes to me for confession and they're struggling with impurity, I have a really strong sense that God wants them to be a witness of innocence and chastity, that He is bringing them to that point. When a person struggles with depression and despair, I think that this person is going to be heroic in hope and so forth. In relation to the gospel today, my brothers and sisters, when someone comes to you and they share with you about another person, the wonders that God is working in that individual's life, what is your immediate response? Do you rejoice for what God is doing in their life? Or is your first thought, that's so unfair, why not me? When you hear about a charism that someone else has received, are you envious? Are you jealous? Do you tell the individual who shared that with you a fault of that other person, that they really aren't deserving of that? If so, ask our Lord to take you apart, because that's normally the way He transforms us, so that you can be set free of that. Because God wants us to rejoice in His generosity. And every gift given to any individual in the church is given for the entire church. It's given for you and for me, because we are one body.